This week's Wisdom Point is brought to you by our upcoming Soul Detox virtual event on Thursday, March 14th. It's designed for you if you're a purpose chaser who really wants to trust yourself to integrate who you are authentically in every aspect of your life, because surface level success just isn't cutting it anymore. You're ready to drop the fake stuff and step into the most powerful version of you. Come hang out with me and purpose chasers from all over the world for this half day complimentary event. It's going down again on March 14th, and you can grab your complimentary registration at patricewashington.com/soul detox. That's patricewashington.com/soul detox. So I have a theory that our culture is obsessed with self-awareness, and we get so much pride. I think it's almost an ego thing to walk around and say, I'm aware. Even when I'm coaching, I can, you know, tell someone something on a coaching call and they're like, I already know that. And the thing about it is, it's one thing to know something. It's another thing to have the guts and courage and boldness to do something about it. And until you are what I call soul aware, that just never happens. You stay in this purgatory of self-awareness, knowing what you should do, but never getting the guts to do anything about it. I really connect a lot of this to why we're not able to trust ourselves to make better decisions for ourselves, right? Because we can consume all of the external information from others. But if we don't trust ourselves to actually move forward with that internal intuition, when we feel led to do something, what good is it? I want you to take a listen to a snippet from an episode I did last year called Self-Awareness is Not Soul Awareness. Self-awareness comes from us being able to gather information. So you are a person, just by virtue of you listening to this podcast, that probably turns to podcasts or YouTube or books or mentors or coaches or college, some type of schooling, certification, when you desire to gather more information. And so we keep the gathering of information going, and it's very, very useful. The problem is that all of the information without the ability to implement is useless. I've said this many times. Information without implementation is absolutely useless, because what good is it to know what you're supposed to do and then not have the guts to actually be able to step into it? What good is it to listen to the podcasts about relationships and then not have the safety in the relationships that you choose to actually be able to implement? What good is it to read cookbooks and then never cook? Like, right? Like, what good is it to do all of the things that you may be self-aware about? The reflection is wonderful, but your ability to receive what comes to you and then actually react by making steps, taking action, that's the thing that is actually going to change the needle. That is the thing that is going to change your life. A lot of us are taking a lot of action that is not necessarily in alignment with what we even discovered in our self-awareness. Let me say that again. A lot of us are taking action. We are very busy doing all the things. Your calendar may be jam-packed. No shortage of things to do. If you're like me, you love a good to-do list. So you list out all of the things that fill your calendar, fill your time, fill your head. And you are so busy being busy. But many of us will set goals on top of old mindsets that no longer serve us and wonder why we get to that 364 days and we're still not feeling purposeful, not feeling in alignment, and definitely not feeling like we can earn more without chasing. And this is where soul awareness comes in, because I believe it really fills in the gap between the self-awareness and self-actualization. The soul awareness allows you to, I would say, redefine wealth for yourself by being authentic about what you genuinely want. Like, what is your soul saying to you? And I think it's also important to understand what soul is actually about. Soul is the immaterial aspect or essence of us as human beings. So it's the thing that refers to our individuality and our humanity.
And it's really just a strong sense of self. And we're not really groomed, I believe, in this culture to cultivate that. We are more groomed to take in more information and allow that information to trump our own intuition. So we gather all of the things. We buy all of the books that sit on bookshelves, never to be open. We download all of the episodes, never to be listened to. We Google all the things on YouTube, like never to really come back and do anything with it. And we think that the gathering of information is the thing that leads to the self-actualization. No. Gathering the information is more self-awareness and just having an idea of how these things apply to your life, your circumstances, your health, your relationship, your space, your faith, all of the things, your money, right? But soul awareness says, hey, now that you know, now that you have awakened to this idea or this thought, this way of being, it is now time for you to connect how that actually manifests for you, your personality, your presence, your essence. How do you do that in a way that feels completely aligned for you? Did you hear that? Did you hear the difference between self-awareness and soul awareness? I truly believe that we need a mix of both in order to be our best, most powerful, authentic selves. So I want to invite you again to Soul Detox, because understand that self-awareness means you know, but if you don't yet have the guts to honor what you know, then you're just not quite there yet. You're not quite at the level of authenticity that I know you want to be at. And it may cause you to perform for other people's approval. I've heard from clients that they are putting on performing, or that they put performing for others on a pedestal, which makes them feel disconnected from their purpose, or they don't feel confident in moving forward in the way they truly feel led. So they just keep showing up in the way they think other people expect. I want you, as a purpose chaser, to be someone who can trust yourself to make decisions with more confidence and more conviction. It doesn't matter if you came to Soul Detox before in 2022 or 2023, you are a brand new person. You may have evolved to a place where you're ready to finally do something. And I'm a brand new person. I'm different than I was 6 months ago. And I believe that I have even more to share with you and even more tools to support you. So if Soul Detox might serve you in helping you to just trust yourself to move forward powerfully, I would love to have you. You can go to patricewashington.com/soul detox to grab a complimentary ticket for this half-day virtual event going down on March 14th. It's patricewashington.com/soul detox. Let's get out of just self-awareness and let's add some soul awareness to the mix so that you can move forward with power and intention and clarity and all that good stuff. I hope that this is serving you. Until next time, this has been Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.